This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:19, happy Thursday. Go Bills. Here's what's trending.
I'm not saying it's a guaranteed dub, but there are some numbers. Buffalo Bills have won 13 of 14 meetings and 9 straight at home against Miami, preparing to host the Dolphins.
I hate numbers. Just win.
On Thursday night. Yeah, I just don't count on the numbers. Those are the numbers, though, and that's where we're at right now. It's no 6-7, but it is what it is. The 5-time defending AFC East champion Buffalo Bills are off to a 2-0 start following that win against the Jets on Sunday. Quick turnaround for Thursday night football. It's going to be on Prime Video tonight. That's who carries the Thursday night games. And getting set for it, Coach talked about who is out for the game.
Unfortunately, he will not be able to make it this week. So
he's talking about Matt Milano.
Unfortunately, he will not be able to make it this week. So he will be out for this weekend's contest. Same for Ed Oliver, would not be out there for the game, and we'll see what, for both of those guys, what next week looks like.
Yeah, so got a couple injuries, major players to deal with. Joey Bosa stepping up and very excited. Coach talked about Joey's tone.
It's refreshing to see a veteran that is so dialed into having fun, dialed into the preparation piece as well, and football is important to Joey, and you can see that just by the way he handles himself.
All right, Jan, I know you've prepped all week, but Tua, last name?
I was trying to do it last night. Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, he's out for tonight? Remember way back we did a competition called Buffalo Idol, and teenager from Grand Island won and then performed at Kissmas Bash in front of a sold-out crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Sabilia will be doing the anthem at the stadium tonight.
Oh, nice.
And he's awesome. Got a vibrant career out in Nashville doing music things. And so nice to have Mark back in town. We'll be the anthem singer at tonight's game in OP for the farewell season at the stadium. Could be farewell for Jimmy Kimmel. He's been pulled indefinitely by ABC after comments on the president and Charlie Kirk. ABC TV announced yesterday it was suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live over comments he made about MAGA trying to capitalize over Charlie Kirk's death. Those were comments by Jimmy Kimmel on his show night before. Kimmel's comments sparked a reaction that included Nexstar saying it would stop carrying the late night show on 28 of their affiliates. So that's a company that owns a bunch of stations that carry the show. The FCC chairman called on stations to pressure the network. So the network decided to do what they did. The program has been preempted indefinitely. And so there are other networks that, you know, carry the show, and they're not ABC, but they do distribute it. Sinclair is one of them. Sinclair is demanding that Kimmel apologize to Kirk's family and send a meaningful personal donation to them, as well as Turning Point USA. So politics, entertainment clashing big time. Another late night host is basically getting canceled. Don't know what else to call it, but Stephen Colbert, that show is going to be done. And then you've got Jimmy Kimmel Live suspended indefinitely. Don't know the future at this time, but that's the situation as of last night.
I'm just wondering how his ratings were. Like, was
good? I don't know.
Were they good?
All those numbers go down over time. Because of the way people are watching broadcast TV and stuff like that. So are they what they were 10, 20 years ago? Or how, I don't know how long he's been on. Seems like that. No, but it's been working up till now. And I wonder if this is a move for the network to cut costs with a reason so that they wouldn't have to pay out whatever.
Right. If you file
that's a
cause.
Good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
So they picked that reason.
It could be an angle.
Maybe they wanted to do it anyways.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
The networks are very sensitive about upsetting the administration so that they don't get sued, have to pay out millions, get their license canceled, stuff like that. Like, I think there's a lot that goes into it, but that's the way it played out. And last night, Jimmy not on the air. And Starbucks workers in three states taking legal action against Starbucks. Remember a few months back they changed their dress code? And so it went from wear whatever's cool to if you could go ahead and wear khakis and a black shirt, that'd be great. That's the new uniform. So they changed their dress code, but they refused to reimburse employees who were required to purchase new clothes. And that's what they're suing for. The employees, three states, I think Colorado, California, and Illinois, say the agency decided not to seek penalties against Starbucks when they complained, but workers intend to file a class action lawsuit in California, and Starbucks pretty mum on that one. But they went with a more plain uniform. Like it was, you could wear blue or black or khaki pants and a black shirt, and that's it. And before, it used to be a pretty wild affair with the uniforms and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, express yourself was the vibe at Starbucks, but that's been muted lately. So here comes the lawsuit. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 626 News This Morning is brought to you by The Outsiders. On stage now, the Tony Award-winning best musical. Critics have called it more pulse-pounding than anything on Broadway. I read the book in high school. Now I've got to go. Outsiders playing Shays Buffalo Theater through the 23rd. Tickets at Shays.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.